Big changes are coming to one of Akron's largest employers. First Energy may soon separate itself from its power generating business. I met with the company's chief financial officer, Jim Pearson, at its headquarters in downtown Akron, and we talked about what's ahead. First Energy is a major national player in the electric utility business. It is known for its nuclear power stations and coal-fired generating plants. It also has 24,000 miles of transmission lines and 6 million residential and commercial customers. Soon, the power plants could be gone. CFO Pearson discussed changes in the very structure of the company that are just months away.
We really have two different businesses. First, we have competitive generation, which I equate to a manufacturer. What that does is it produces energy. And that is in a competitive environment where it is not regulated and the market sets the price. Our second business, which we are going to focus on going forward, is the regulated business. And that is essentially the transporting of the product that the competitive energy makes to people's homes or businesses. And those rates are regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And at the state level, it's regulated by public utility commissions within each state.
So First Energy, the parent company, with a strategy to focus on the regulated side, has the means to just separate from the other company?
On the competitive side, the generation, it has an independent board of directors that's separate from the First Energy board. And they look at whether payments should be made for upcoming debt payments, principal payments, and we have a very large principal payment coming due at the competitive business unit, and that will be in the beginning of April. And based on current market conditions, as well as looking at their cash flow forecast going forward, it cannot be considered a viable entity. So I think a very major decision is in the near term on what happens with that business segment.
If they decide not to make that, are there options, or is that just a close it or sell it kind of thing?
I think if they decide not to make that, then they would be considered in default, and they would file for a restructuring or bankruptcy. We would essentially deconsolidate them from our entity. We would turn over the assets to the creditors, and then the decisions would be made from there. But I would not expect that business would change any on day one. They would continue to operate, and they would continue to look at what is the best path forward. Clearly, some options would be, can you sell it? In this market condition, I think it would be extremely difficult to sell any of the nuclear units. There probably would be some value for some of the other assets. Other thing they can do is just totally restructure everything there, whether it's debt or other contracts, and see if they can make that a viable entity.
If and when that decision comes, at that point, this would be separate from First Energy.
That's correct. They would no longer be part of our organization going forward.
Does that have an impact on, say, employment here, literally here, or Northeast Ohio?
We have a group that supports these competitive business units out of our corporate support group. And they buy those services from First Energy. Depending on the level of services they would require going forward, it could have an impact. But if these power plants shut down, the courts or the creditors would make that decision.
This is, I guess, related to employment. With the infusion of new capital from new investors, about a third of that, I think, is going to go as an investment into the pension fund.
Yes, we have a very large obligation on the pension side. We have 15,000 employees right now, as well as we have more than that in retirees. So what we've decided to do with a portion of this capital that we got from our investors, we're investing an additional $750 million into our pension plan. And I think it should give all of our employees a lot of security that we've decided to make that investment.
That's Jim Pearson, the Chief Financial Officer of Akron-based First Energy. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.